Oh yeah, you already know it's another episode of the Upstate Music Mind Podcast with your hosts Ryan Stearns and Johnny Keys.
And we are back in action.
Live action.
Addition and subtraction.
Mathematical.
And radical.
Passion.
What's a radical number?
Interaction.
What was a radical number?
Oh God, I don't know. Why do you? You're the Asian dude.
You're right.
You answer all the math questions, man.
You're right.
I don't know. I was the English major.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. You know, it was just a super cool number, I think, obviously. Like 69, that's a radical number.
420.
Or there's another rad-ass number.
Yeah.
The most recent number is 30. That's the worst segue in the world. We just got back from picking up some food for our leopard gecko, 30 crickets. And we're going to feed him after we're done recording, me and the boys down there. But
sweet.
Have you ever owned a reptile? Like, what kind of pets have you owned?
Well, Foreman had a snake.
Oh, yeah. A trouser snake.
We fed it. The tube snake.
The real group.
But we would feed it on Tuesdays, and it would just eat like a mouse a week. And he would go to PetSmart.
I remember that.
White, like a little lab mouse. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we'd feed it. It's pretty fun to watch. You feel bad, though. You're just like, man, you're just sentencing this rat to death.
I know. But that makes it harder because they're like little furry things. But at least the crickets, you're like, ugh, get the fuck away from me.
Right, yeah. Crickets I would have no problem with. I wish I could feed like wasps and hornets and things like that to something.
Oh, yeah.
Because I hate those bastards.
I know, right? Gosh.
Yep. That's the only
bumblebees.
Shitty part of like spring and summer in South Carolina is just the wasps. Because they got fucking attitudes, man. They'll just be like...
They do.
You just be chilling on the porch, man, like not bothering them. Just like, okay, man, just hang out in your corner or whatever. But they'll just be like buzzing right around you and just get like right in your face.
Yeah, like, right. The worst ones, though, are the not bumblebees, but I think they're called gardener. Are they gardener bees? The round ones. Most people call them bumblebees, but I think they're actually called...
I've heard of carpenter bees, but I don't...
What the fuck?
Yeah,
carpenter bees. That's, yeah. So they have the like dot, mm-hmm. and they're kind of little... They're chode looking.
Yeah, but if they have the dot on their head, then you're safe, and you just know they can't hurt you. And like Boo Boo will catch them. He'll catch them and like hold them, you know, and like he'll act like he eats them, you know.
Oh,
like,
my god!
And like spit them out. It's kind of funny.
I bet Boo Boo does get a lot of bumblebees. A lot of bees on Bumble. Dude, there was this old couple at the bar when I was working last night, and it sounded just so you can tell when there's couples that come in that are actual couples or like first dates. But this was like a weird, because it was a first date for like people like 75, right? And I was like,
oh wow,
what's the app for old? Is it like Grumble or Stumble or like what? Like what app do they use to meet up?
yeah. That's crazy though. I mean,
because it's
good for them though.
I mean, yeah, right.
You know, get out there.
They had a couple drinks.
Because you're old doesn't mean Does it mean you can't enjoy, you know, love, life, and stuff?
Absolutely not. I've seen some old people doing some weird shit at the bar. But anyway, Johnny.
Yo.
When you said resorted to the 1800s, I thought you were talking about some tequila shots.
Oh, well, that too. Actually, man, I'll tell you, I'm going to promote some liquor. I can't remember. It's called Screwball, I think.
Oh, the peanut butter whiskey.
Oh, my gosh,
good, huh?
Dude. It is so delicious.
Dude.
If you mix it with milk, like, I know it sounds weird. But, like, it is like a peanut butter milkshake. Just, oh, my God.
Dude,
it was so delicious.
I mean, just it straight up, too, is it's a nice, I mean, it tastes fucking good, bro. It tastes, you know.
Yeah.
And there's, you can make a PB&J shot, like, do a little bit of that and Chambord or, like, a razzmatazz kind of liquor.
Yeah.
And it tastes just like peanut butter and jelly, dude. Like,
I bet, dude. Yeah. I bet that would be delicious. Yeah,
that's one that's really picked up steam here in the past, like, 5 years. Screwball. It's gotten really popular.
Rightfully so, because it was fucking delicious.
And, and this promotion brought to you by your two favorite Screwballs, Ryan Stearns and Johnny Keys, of course, of the Umpod. Hopefully we'll get a sponsorship from Screwball one day, get some free bottles sent to us. That'd be fucking
awesome,
wouldn't
it? That'd be great, yes. We'll drink them together.
Yeah, we'll do a live drunk off Screwball episode, too.
That's what we should do, man. That's what we should do.
Every endorsement we get from some sort of, you know, alcohol company,
so we'll
just
use their product while we're recording it.
Right.
Bro, it's kind of like, you know, we were sponsored by Swisher Sweets for the longest time.
Oh, yes. That's right. And you know what? Props to my stepdad, Mr. Stan Wilson. He's been like the number one rep for Swisher. He literally was like the top salesman in the company a couple of years in a row there. And
wow.
So he got to go
that's
like
impressive.
To nice golf courses, like with, you know, kind of semi-famous people and everything. And
true. Oh, speaking of like famous people and, you know, successful people, I'm playing at this this business conference thing next week.
Oh.
So I'll have some stories to tell there probably. Like I think like Hugh Jackson's going to be speaking and like David Pollack's going to be there.
Oh, interesting.
There's like it's like I think it's aimed towards like millionaires who are like willing to like get into like new businesses and like invest.
Really?
And, like, entrepreneurship, yeah.
Oh my goodness.
There's going to be like 3 or 4 billionaires there that are going to speak. So,
bro.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Bro.
So I'm gonna have a good time and have some stories to tell.
Hey, you better be a salesman. At least slip a couple cards and be like, "Hey, do you support your local arts and music?"
Yeah, dude.
Holler at
yeah.
your boys, man.
Right.
I mean, we could get sponsored by one of them motherfuckers.
Hey, man. Sky's the limit.
Yeah, dude. Let's see here. So the artist this week is I want to say he's newer on the scene because I've only been seeing his name recently here, but he's played with some of our former guests and well-known artists and. At some of our favorite venues, like your favorite, Golden Grove. I believe he was just there with V-Li, Harrington, and Little Leslie and the Bloodshot. So I'm sure that was a great show.
For sure.
Let's go ahead and say welcome to the Upstate Music Mind podcast. We are joined with Luke Israel from Luke Israel and the All-Star Specials.
My phone's being a little weird. But yeah, man, I'm over here at my drummer's house. Been a lot of moving around. Got 1841. Coming out next.
Okay.
Or it'll be our first single, actually, not next.
Well, I was going to say, we were doing some preliminary research on you guys, and we assumed that you guys were a newer outfit because there wasn't a lot of stuff out there floating around, but we did see that you guys are playing some of our former guests, some of the featured venues, and playing with some of the former Spotlight artists, so we knew that you guys had some talent and some skill, so we're excited to get you guys on today, man. So the title of the debut single is 1841.
Yeah, so it's about, and thank you for reaching out, by the way, and I'm very fortunate with V-Li, and we played with Little Leslie. That's the first time I've ever heard her out live. I'd only heard a few tracks before, but that was a killer show and a great lineup for sure out there at Tribbles.
Awesome, man. Yeah, I was going to ask, did it go down like the scheduled time and everything? I know we all got through the Snowmageddon here together, but...
Yeah,
because that was Friday, actually.
Well, as far as, you know, I think we were... It was definitely our favorite show so far as a band. I've played a lot of solo gigs and stuff like that. Not so many yet with the All-Star Specials, but we were super pumped, man, just... really happy to be there, honestly.
Hell yeah, man. No, they were some of our favorite artists and interviews. V-Li helped us kick off the season 2, and Little Leslie and Bloodshots was about episode 7 or 8 last year, and I had a great time talking to her, man. I mean, the interview still was like 25, and that was edited minutes, you know. I mean, we probably sat there for an hour and had a great time, so
oh, awesome.
She was really personable and cool and fun.
I got a 6-pack open, so this worked. I thought we were just calling to, you know, discuss the time to, you know, meet up or what, which I know with everything going around and stuff, sometimes the virtual is a little bit better. So, I mean, that works for me.
But so, hey, please tell me this now. The All-Star Specials, how did you guys form the band in a Waffle House, or how did that name come about?
So, it was strange. I guess I'll backtrack some of how we...
Sure.
That I've known Caleb a while before. I used to play another band with some buddies, Valley Park, and was a lead guitarist. I had a bunch of songs. I was always writing songs. Been writing songs since I was, or poems, I guess, since I was about 11 or 12. Always wrote stuff down on paper. Didn't really know where that was going to go. Didn't really know how to sing that well. Didn't even really listen to a whole lot of like country folk. Was very into Pink Floyd, Zeppelin. You know, obviously. Picking up some cash here and there, but as far as the main things, even my morning jacket, I was real big into them for a while.
Okay.
But that's just kind of my background of before I met these guys, and then just things led one to another, kind of crazy like, and we just all three of us, it was like a perfect, as far as, I mean, we have buddies that set in on steel and stuff like that sometimes, but between me, Caleb, and Brian, it almost happened too fast. It was like, holy shit, like, this is a real deal. Like, I've never, they've all had, you know, other bands before and stuff too, and some just kind of clicked off, and we noticed, you know, obviously when bands first start hanging out, you know, you're typically a little bit more rowdy at the beginning, I guess you could say, just kind of filling each other out and letting loose more, and typically those nights would end up at a Waffle House, and Yeah, it started as a joke, honestly, and I was like, fuck it. I was like, look, because I didn't, originally it was just going to be my name, self-titled as Luke Israel. I was like, nah, but I also want that extra creativity of a name.
Right.
Like, I always liked the idea of that.
Yeah, you had to have your own version of the with the Hamptones and the Bloodshots. You had to have your own, you know, own tag to support your bandmates there.
Right, good old all-star specials, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Okay, all right, so two questions then for you. What do you get the All-Star Special at Waffle House, or what is your go-to menu item? And then I'll answer the second part in a second.
That's actually a pretty heavy question because it does change
okay.
a decent amount. Sometimes if it's hash browns only and a cup of coffee, I probably tied one on that night and got a little tipsy at some point during the, you know.
Yeah.
On a show type deal, but on a, you know, just a standard day, yeah, All-Star Special is definitely what I'm going for. No cheese, though. I don't fuck with the dairies, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
You may have to edit that out, sorry.
Oh, but, no, dude, this is a podcast, brother. We get to say whatever we want, essentially, so. How about the hash browns, man? Smothered, chunk, cover, whatever the hell the words are, how do you get them?
Dude, all the way except for cheese. That's the only part, but jalapenos, lay it on there. Onions, mushrooms, and a lot of ketchup. You gotta have something about Waffle House ketchup, man. That shit's, it's just a different breed of ketchup. It's probably Heinz or some simple shit, but you know,
it's a blend of Heinz and Hunt's and a secret recipe or some sort. Yeah.
It's all the leftover bottles from the 80s, probably. They just combined to one ketchup.
The special aged ketchup,
you know. There's something about it. There's some kind of spirit in the kitchen of the jukebox coming on, and it'll be real quiet. If you catch it at the right time, you go in there, it's real quiet. You got your old timers in one spot, and you know, you got your brand new couple over there in the corner. Probably they went bowling or something, and now they're just getting to know each other, going to Waffle House type deal. And I just always picked up on that kind of thing, and I don't know. It's just, if that's not America, then I don't know what the fuck is.
But. Hey, man, you know, the way you're describing this sounds like there could be a potential song, not necessarily about Waffle House, but about, you know, the local community at the local restaurant or watering hole or whatever, what have you, you know?
Yeah.
I kind of heard the Cheers theme song when you were describing those groups of people, so.
Dude, I've actually never watched Cheers. It's crazy.
Really? All right, how old are you, Luke?
I'm 27.
Okay. I'm 35. That was a show when I was growing up. I always was like, I don't know, fucking these older people, and it's an older show. It looks like a lot of talking. I'm not interested. But then I've been a bartender now, you know, for about a decade, and I watched it about 3 years ago. I was like, man, I need to see what, you know, I need to watch some Cheers. And then I went through the whole damn series, man. It's a great show.
Dude, I'm going to check that out because I know the faces and, like, the, you know, cover for Cheers and, like, what the, you know, there's memes and shit like that. Like, mm-hmm. I came across, like, the idea of it, but I never actually looked into it, so I might have to do that.
Sam and Diane, man, they're going to crack you the fuck up. That relationship is amazing. It's and you know, Ted Danson is perfect character for that role, so just let you know there that you're going to enjoy that, I believe.
Yeah, I'll definitely have to look into that.
So there is actually, there's a lot of places in the area. There was a bar called Cheers that it's now called Craft and Barrel, but, I guess we'll kind of segue back into the music here. About how long ago have you guys, or, you know, when did you guys form this thing?
So we've actually only played about, hey Caleb, how long have we, we're live by the way right now. Caleb's chilling. It's dinner time at the house.
Oh, hell yeah.
He's on the recliner.
What's he eating?
He just had pasta, I believe.
Ah, okay.
I had the good old QT hot dogs on the way home. Sorry to dodge your question.
Oh, no,
it's
man.
It's been about, I guess, about 3 months now that we've, maybe 3 to 4 months.
Okay. It's kind of like the new couple at the Waffle House. You guys are still kind of
yeah.
feeling each other out.
Well, I've known, and that's the crazy thing, man. Like, when we, you know, all got together, and because originally Brian was just going to help us. He's got a bunch of studio equipment over here at Caleb's house. And so originally, like, when it all started, we didn't really have any plans to, I knew me and Caleb were going to play together. But aside from that, like, Brian was never, he told Caleb right off the bat, because they've been in bands before in the past, and he was like, I'm not joining the band type deal. And But I guess at the end of the day, when a bunch of random musicians have worked hard and always wanted the same thing, shit starts linking up.
Yeah, man.
It just kind of happens that way.
Sometimes things just come together, man. Like you said, sometimes you don't plan it. It just not necessarily falls in your lap, but the path kind of shows itself.
Man. Actually, honestly, my buddy, Kaylor, the drummer, he's also turned into one of my really close friends, but he does all sorts of music. I mean, he does hip hop and rap and kind of thing too. So, I mean, the country, like, I guess, whatever genre. I really don't like labels of stuff, but I do get a lot of, you sound like Johnny Cash and Waylon, this, that, and other. A little bit of mix of this, or dash of Shaky Graves. I mean, I've heard a bunch of different things, but I don't like labels on music, so then I feel like it gets put in a box, I guess you could say.
Right. Well, and that's honestly kind of how I phrase it a lot of time when I ask artists to describe their sound. If they don't want to necessarily say a specific genre, you know, an artist or two that they blend together maybe to describe their sound. So that gives us a good idea. do you guys have a set date for the release of the single?
So as of right now, we, on our part, we are finished with, you know, so we wanted to record. I worked with Jay Garrett out of Fountain Inn. Big shout out to him for sure. You probably know him as John the Revelator.
Oh, yeah.
He's also with Kaleidoscope Coyote, which his girlfriend, Shauna Leed, she's one of my very good friends. We grew up together.
Oh, cool.
So I was working with them in Fountain Inn for, I guess, that awkward transition of going from a lead guitarist to singer-songwriter. I had all these songs and shit. Jake was like, damn, these have a lot of potential type deal.
Yeah.
That kind of started spinning. And then one day I played a song and he was like, you ever, more of the time I was more into blues and rock and roll type deal. And he was like, you ever looked into like more 70s country, 60s country, and just kind of dove into this whole, which I grew up on a farm. Mom always played Fleetwood Mac and dad typically liked Pink Floyd and stuff like that, even though we were, you know, just out in the middle of nowhere and shit like that. But we didn't listen to a whole lot of, if anything, it was gospel country. Yes, for working with Jake, it finally clicked with that too. It was definitely a long stride of at least 2 years of, you know, just falling into that groove, that right groove that's not forced, or that just kind of feels like a flow, I guess you could say.
So you said not forced. It sounded like you said not Forrester, which I thought you were talking about Jarrett Forrester, and he was on the show a few weeks ago. But are you familiar with him?
I've heard his name. I think I've seen some on the. I was looking to vote for some friends on Upstate Music Awards, and I think I saw his name on there.
Oh, cool.
I do believe.
Well, hey, and a little shameless promo. We mentioned a couple times on this episode, but if you would be so kind, we're nominated for the 864 Award. So if you have a couple free moments, man, please throw us a vote on there as well.
Oh, for sure, dude. Yeah, I'll definitely pop back on there. And I'm kind of bad with links and shit, so sometimes it, like, when I see it on social media, that's how I get on it. But just Upstate Music Awards.
UpstateMusicAwards.com, and I think it's all broken down right there by category.
Okay. And Music Mine.
Yeah, the Upstate Music Mine should be on 864 category. I want to say it's the category at the top. I could be wrong about that, but they're all listed there.
Dude, I fucking love how they have so many, like, categories. I thought that was really cool. Like, there's a bunch of, and it doesn't feel like one of them is, you know, like when you were like a kid and you win an award and it's like, oh, that's just the participation award.
Right.
But like all the ones on there, like, are really, I think they're well thought out.
Yeah, they have a lot of broken down categories to give everybody a chance, you know, to kind of win in a different way and to expose a lot of the talent here, man. It's yeah, I agree with you. It's not like they're having, you know, most improved or biggest friend or some bullshit award. It's
right.
You know, like new artist, best album, best, you know, single and all that kind of stuff, and broken down into different categories. So it's their third annual one, so we hope that it keeps rolling and keeps growing every year.
Oh, so it's only the third. Well, that makes me feel better for not being more in the loop about it.
Oh, yeah. But, no, it's still pretty kind of a new baby of an idea thing, but it's picking up and growing every year, so I'm excited to see where it ends up, you know?
Oh, absolutely. So yeah, hopefully the next 2 to 3 weeks, man, we're going to have that engine up and rolling and kind of out there.
Well, and we're, you know, one of our buddies is Jeff Anderson and the Honky Tonk Revolution. We had them on last season, and we brought him up a couple times. He sent us some new songs he's releasing, and I think Hell Gnaw is the single he's going to release in about three weeks or so. So if that kind of lines up in the same time frame, we might get you guys both on the show to debut new singles and kind of bring you back on to discuss it a little bit more.
That would be awesome.
Cool, man. Yeah. Well, you know, the second season, we've had a lot of great artists just like the first, but we do want to mix it up and keep things fresh and do a little bit different things from time to time. So that might be a good idea. And we'll get back to you with that. So, yeah, Luke, is there some other shows? I know you say you're playing at Powdersville Pub. That's another venue I've been in contact with loosely that I would love to get on the show soon as well. But what's the date of that show?
So that's February 4th. I think that's going to be I believe it's a Saturday night. We actually just signed the agreement for it tonight. And so it was kind of a cool thing. I was like, oh, I'm going to talk to Ryan with the podcast. And
oh, cool.
It's going to be our, you know, debut show at Powdersville Pub. I believe that's Saturday, February 4th. It's going to be from 9 to 12.
It's actually a Friday, the 4th.
Oh, it is a Friday. Yep. Okay, yeah. My buddy Caleb, they keep me in check with that kind of shit because I've...
Hey, it's all good. It's not like it's your wife or girlfriend's birthday or something, man.
They're a lot better with the structure on some of that kind of stuff. It's like, yep.
Well, like I said, man, we'll be in touch and we'll get you back to at least do a mini interview or something to help promote the release of y'all's single there. But I don't know if you have any sort of social media handles or website or anything that you would like to relay to everybody to check you out.
But, yeah, so, I mean, we're on, you know, the standard Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff. You can find us on there. Instagram's Luke C. Israel, ISRAEL. A lot of people think it's Luke Israel, but, you know, growing up, I guess, in the South, it's my dad always pronounced it as Israel, you know, with, like, the hard A.
Yes.
But people are like, oh, that's the coolest fucking name ever, Luke Israel. And I'm like, well, it is if you say it like that. But, yes, Instagram, Facebook right now, we're going to distribute through CD Baby. We're setting up a website. We got some cool shirts that already went through two batches. We're trying to get our next batch for the release.
Good deal, man.
Yeah, brother. Well, I appreciate the conversation.
Yeah, man. But yeah, Luke, if there's nothing else, brother, I guess we'll let you go. And like I said, stay in touch. And we'll get you back on when the single's out.
All right, Ryan. Well, thank you for the conversation. And we'll definitely be in touch soon.
All right, buddy. Tell your bandmates I said appreciate it as well. And we'll talk to you guys soon.
All right, bro. Thank you.
You know, categorize it as what, you know, kind of southern rock kind of stuff, blues.
Yeah, country vibe, yeah.
The featured venue, Fire Forge Crafted Beer. So nice. We've been wanting to get them on for a long time, too. So
yes, we have, yeah.
All right, welcome back to the Upstate Music Mind Podcast. We are thrilled to be joined. Finally, we have Fire Forge Crafted Beer here on the show. You guys have been around for a little while and just, you know, all over the schedule there, all over the first season and second season. So a lot of great artists, a lot of fun things going on out there. Nicole and Brian, how y'all doing?
Doing well, just trying to stay cozy and warm.
Absolutely.
Yeah, doing good.
And we were discussing a couple minutes ago a nice little dusting of snow. That's a nice way to put it. And that we could use that after last week and everybody referring to it as Snowmageddon or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah, I mean, I've lived in South Carolina for like 30 years. I don't ever remember seeing snow on consecutive weekends.
So I tell you what, that is definitely rare. Where are you guys from?
We both grew up in Columbia. Our families are Midwestern transplants. I'm originally from Cleveland, Ohio, and Nicole's from Milwaukee. Grew up in the Carolinas for a majority of our lives, so are practically natives.
Are you a Browns fan? I have a couple questions here.
Thankfully, no. We escaped Cleveland when I was like six, and so I was able to avoid that much more pain and suffering in my life. I'm actually a Denver Broncos fan. We moved from Cleveland to Denver. And spent a few years there. Got to see Elway lose a few Super Bowls in the 80s.
Okay.
And then we moved to Columbia.
But then he redeemed himself.
What's that?
I said he redeemed himself and got a couple rings there, right? So
yeah, it made it all the sweeter. You know, you go through a lot of the disappointment, you know, when you're a kid, and then when they finally do pull it off, it makes it even better.
So I'm a Steeler fan, man. My family's from Pittsburgh. So I'm glad that you didn't say you're a Browns fan there. but, you know, speaking of being disappointed in Columbia, I went to USC. I graduated 2009. I have a music business degree that took me 12 years to start fucking doing something with, so that's nice. And so here we are. But, you know, the Gamecocks had a decent season this year. I don't know if you guys follow the college sports at all, but obviously it's a...
Yeah, a little bit through, vicariously through other people. We both went to South Carolina too.
Cool.
But, you know, for the most part, you know, the purpose of football was to just tailgate and just drink some beer. And then, you just kind of watch on TV. So I think I've only been to like one Carolina game in person.
Oh man, I think I've only been inside Williams-Brice like 3 times, but like you said, yeah, the tailgating, I can't, yeah, that was the real experience, just, you know, having that college experience, man, you know.
Yeah, here, Brian, I was an English major at USD.
Oh, really?
I finished my undergrad there.
So was my co-host, Johnny Keys. He was an English major initially. He was, yeah.
Hey, it's great what you can do with a degree, anything, maybe even, right. You know. Help start a brewery one day.
Right, exactly. Nice.
Yeah.
And how about you, Brian?
Yeah, my degree was in computer science, which I'm totally not really using at all. although people come to me with questions about spreadsheets and like, why isn't my internet working? So I guess that's how.
Oh, so you're like you're the default IT guy, I guess now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Totally qualified for that role.
okay, cool. Well, let's, I guess, get to the business here. How long have you guys been up and running there at Fireforge?
Yeah, we opened Fireforge in June of 2018. So this coming summer, we'll celebrate our 4th anniversary.
Awesome. And I know that obviously most people kind of know what you guys got going on, but in case no one's heard of you, what kind of things do you have to offer to folks?
Yeah, well, Brian, jump in at any point, but we brew all of our own beer on site, so... Yeah, we're part manufacturing and part hospitality, and have a really fun tap room, growing kitchen and food program. And we kind of became an accidental, very untraditional music venue. We're both just love supporting local and live music. I was a musician growing up, but cool. Just love being able to support that. And actually, it was when we reopened in 2020. After the pandemic shutdown, we decided to kind of double down on our live music, booking not only Friday nights, but Saturday nights. And we've stuck to that plan ever since. And it's definitely been a fun way to engage with people, even beyond, you know, beyond beer. So
right.
That's just a little bit about what we do.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah. And, you know, the kind of the tap room vibe, like we don't have TVs or anything like that. We really wanted to try to create an environment where people can not only come out and enjoy some beer and things that are made right there in house. And we try to source, you know, even our food and stuff as locally and regionally as possible. So it's really about creating that community type gathering space. And, you know, in light of, you know, TVs or sporting events or anything like that, we wanted to focus more on, again, that live in-person experience of being mm-hmm. able to appreciate and experience that music, the musicians themselves. And so that's the entertainment aspect of it that we've really decided to focus on, as opposed to, you know, trying to compete with sports bars or something like that, which, you know, they do that stuff exceptionally well, and that's not really our bag. So
right.
But like Nicole said, we really, you know, I grew up in college. I also spent some time at the College of Charleston. And so, you know, I went to the music farm. I lived about a block from there. When I was down in Charleston. So go there as often as I could, and just really fell in love with live music. And, you know, it's something that we're fortunate that we're able to offer at the brewery, you know, right now. And so we really enjoy that. And Nicole and I are there most every Friday and Saturday night to enjoy the music. So
nice.
So it's definitely something that we take advantage of ourselves.
Okay. And like I said, I mean, you guys have had a lot of artists that we've either featured or, you know, listed in the show list and stuff in previous shows.
Yeah.
But, you know, This episode will be on the 24th here, so I don't know if you guys have a schedule in front of you, if there's a few shows you would like to highlight for the upcoming week or the next couple weeks, whatever you'd like to promote.
Oh, yeah, let me pull that up.
Next Saturday.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, so going into next week, we've got, you know, we try to focus on bands that are based, you know, out of the upstate or even Western North Carolina, but this coming Friday, we do have a Michael Tracy band, and they're from Charlotte. Okay. But they seem, you know, they actually draw a crowd, just really good, rock and roll. And then next Saturday is a bigger night for us than usual. We do a pirate invasion party. It's one of our traditions. It's affiliated with a brief time that we lived in Tampa, Florida, and really got into the Gasparilla tradition there, which is pretty much pirate Mardi Gras.
Really? And how have I not heard of that before?
It's awesome, man. It's awesome. And so that was something we always wanted to kind of recreate in our own way here. And so the last several years we've done it, we've teamed up with Randomonium. And this year, this is going to be Saturday, starting around 6 o'clock, Pirates, but they're going to do their 90s grunge version of their band. They call that All Apologies. So just imagine a grunge pirate party at Fire Forge.
Oh, my goodness. So many flannel and eye patches. Something. No, I love it. Hey, that's what speaks to my heart, too. Honestly, you know, I love all genres and classic rock and everything going back in history. But, you know, being in my mid-30s, the 90s alternative rock or grunge, man, that just hits my heartstrings, you know? Like, that's the music I love jamming out to. But, yeah, no, those guys have been playing for a while, too, in Randomonium. I think they got the best band in the upstate or something last year, I want to say. I might have to edit that part out, but they obviously do a kick-ass show and you know, bring a good experience to the table. So what about any other bands that you've had recently or anything else coming up that you guys are excited about?
Yeah, I hate to kind of go back in time just a tad, but I know you guys really like Kismet Kind.
Mm-hmm.
We love having them out to play. I bring them up particularly because, you know, because of their original music. And, you know, it's interesting. Randomonium, amazing cover band, right?
Right.
And they make it their own. And that's what's so great about it. On the flip side, we really do love supporting original music. And so I want to shout out to Kismet Kind. But then also there's a up-and-coming, very young band called Strange Orchard. They used to be called Locke and the Mystic Vans. The guys are in high school.
Wow. They're
awesome. And, you know, they'll do some very thoughtful covers from time to time, but more and more, it's their own music. And then also another fun band we had last night is Will Sheehan and Off the Wall. And again, you know, some fun funk covers peppered in, but they're working on their own stuff. And we love being able to help support folks that are up and coming like that.
You know, when we were playing shows and doing little mini tours across the Southeast, of course we would litter in our original music, but it always meant so much when, you know, there'd be some guests at the front of the stage being like, "Hey man, play another original," you know, and it's like, yeah, that's why we fucking do this, you know, that's the whole point. And so that's great to hear. That's really great to hear.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, because some of the feedback we get from our bands that are doing those originals is, and I've heard this from different people and artists on separate occasions, they say that there's something about the audience that is drawn in here at Fire Forge, that they're very attentive, they're very supportive, and they want exactly what you just said. They're like, dude, play that one thing you did. Mm-hmm. And they said that that's uncommon, I think, in a lot of places, so from what I've heard. But again, thank God we have Fire Forge, because we don't get out much.
So you get to do your job and get to get out of the house and have your experience too. So
yeah.
And now, you said you were a musician previously. What do you play, or what did you play?
Yeah, so I grew up playing piano and then got into orchestra in middle school and learned viola, and then did that through middle school and high school and a little bit of college. But I mean, I can pretty much play by ear now, but I'd have to relearn how to read alto clef if I was actually going to be in a group and play viola at this point.
Have you?
And then I dabble in guitar, and I would never, ever, ever play it outside of my house right
now. Oh, okay, okay. I was going to say, have there ever been a few show nights where you guys were out there and you had a couple cocktails and were like, you know what, fuck it, I'm going on stage. I'm going to jam out a song.
You know what? Not yet, but the desire, there's a little flame. there's a little flame that gets fans satisfied, but no, not yet.
What about you, Brian? Do you sing or do you play anything, man?
The only thing I can play is my iPhone.
Hey.
That's about it. Yeah, I am not. I played the recorder in fifth grade for about 3 weeks in a music class, and I decided that just wasn't going to be for me.
What a wonderful instrument,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
Although Brian and I, we've been friends and together for a long time, but I've seen him play a mean tambourine.
Oh yeah?
I can keep a rhythm for about 25 seconds and then it all falls apart.
It's all right, man. We'll just loop it together, you know? That's all I need.
There's
I'll turn you into a star.
Born too early.
Not jokingly, I mean, I bought it for my own interest, but there's this, it's called Sing Tricks, and it's this mini home kind of karaoke system. There's a microphone and a monitor, but it has all these effects to where, like, you can sound like different artists, you know, like it emulates, you know, Freddie Mercury or, you know, Johnny Cash or whatever, and then it has, like, silly ones to where it's, like, Darth Vader or Tinkerbell, or the male to female and female to male ones are frightening. But they are hilarious. So I've thought about bringing that out and having some fun one night, you know, somewhere and letting people do some crazy karaoke sometime.
That sounds so cool. And can we borrow it so we can re-record all the voicemail messages on the business line?
Yeah, right.
let's fix the call tree, like the phone tree right now.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. I can let you guys peruse the catalog there and pick the appropriate voice for the appropriate person who's hitting you up there, I guess. is there anything else other than, you know, I know we've touched on the live music, of course, it's the Upstate Music Mind, but do you guys have anything else that you got going on, like outside of music and as far as events or arts or, you know, trivia night, whatever, anything like that?
Yeah, so we don't have a trivia night. I mean, we've done it kind of on a case by case basis tied to maybe a specific event, but I think we do beer releases throughout the week and different themed small batch beers. We do a brewer's tour and tasting on the first Wednesday of the month where you get a behind the scenes kind of tour. And then we do a beer tasting and charcuterie tasting as well. So we do variety of like food and beer driven things as well. But we love themes and we love costumes. So I feel like Gasparilla is kind of like a really good example coming up.
Right, that's
February 9th. We have it's the, what is it, Galentine?
It's pre-Galentine.
Pre-Galentine.
Happy hour.
Pre-Galentine?
Yeah, so it's on Wednesday, February 9th, and we're calling it a pre-Galentine's happy hour. And we've got Kismet Kind coming to play, but we asked them to be even more sad.
Sad girl rock. Excellent.
And then we've got some fun beers coming out. We've got a strawberry butter biscuit inspired beer that kind of just tastes like a Valentine. And
So what's your, I guess that's a good segue there. What's your beer of choice, both you guys? Like a style of beer, I guess.
It really depends on the time of year, the time of day, and what we're eating. My current go-to, the favorite thing on our list right now, is called the Onyx. It's a black IPA.
So really?
It's got a lot of, you know, all the citrusy, airy, woodsy type flavors from the hops, but it just has this little hint of like chocolatey roast on it.
Okay.
And it's really good. And very few breweries anymore make black IPAs. It was kind of a popular style like 5 or 6 years ago. So we're slightly behind the curve, but we wanted to bring it back. And this, just for this time of year, that's been my go-to.
That sounds good, man.
Brian, I love just big, dank, piney IPAs. But I love a little bit of everything, and I always try to give all the different, because we have a range of beer styles, you know, on the board at any time. But my favorite right now is our double IPA called Out on a Limb. But then I kind of go back and forth between that one, because that's about 8% ABV. So that's a strong one.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also a one we have right now called Mary Mimosa. And it's a very light, effervescent, almost like champagne-like IPA. The style is called a Brut IPA. And we put a little bit of orange zest, a little bit of cranberry in it. And that's just light, refreshing, and wine-like.
Okay. Excellent. Those sound really good. I'm an IPA fan. I don't like to say it too much all the time, because then people are like, oh, okay. You're a hipster guy. You're one of those guys. Oh, you're a musician too? Wow. Oh, you have a beard? Oh, cool. But I'm like, man, I'm just me, dude. They copied me, damn it. But no, those sound delicious. I can't wait to come out and try some of y'all's beers sometime soon.
That'd be awesome.
But yeah, I don't know if you guys have anything else, but I think we've kind of hit everything here. I appreciate you guys coming on. Do you have anything else for me?
No, I think,
we appreciate your time and interest.
Yeah, definitely. And again, we you know, really love supporting the music scene up here Fridays and Saturday nights, and occasionally Sunday afternoons. And you know, so yeah, no, we just want to keep it rolling. So just encourage everybody to come check it out. It's no frills, no cover, no nothing. Just come as you are and just have some beer and enjoy the show.
Come as you are. You had to throw a little Nirvana line there before you tagged out. I like that, man. I like it.
We've got to bring it full circle.
Okay. Hey, thanks again, guys. I appreciate y'all coming on, and stay in touch. And, you know, we'll promote anything here in the future for you and maybe throw you back on the show in a future show date.
Thanks, Ryan.
Sounds great, Ryan. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, y'all. All right. Nicole and Brian from Fireforge Crafted Beer. Yeah, so folks, this is the 24th, and actually, Johnny, this is, I believe, the last day that people can vote for the Upstate Music Award. So please, if you haven't yet, please go in there and vote for the Upstate Music Mine under the 864 category, and go ahead and fill out some votes for all the other great people involved, all the artists and musicians that are on the page. But if you wouldn't mind showing us some love, it would mean a lot. We'd love to bring one of those UMAs home.
Yes, we must win.
Johnny, I almost made a joke too, and this might have to get cut, but I've made it a couple times this weekend, and I was like, hey, you know, it's kind of funny. We always want a white Christmas, but you can't really say that you wanted a white Martin Luther King Day, but we had one.
Damn, I mean, that's ironic. That is ironic.
I don't know if it's appropriate, but...
definitely not. not in our times.
Yeah.
It's definitely not.
Anyway... I guess we can focus on today, since it is the 24th. Little This Day in Music action. You ready?
Yeah, dude. Actually, I found something pretty cool. Could stem a conversation. So, in 1969, on today...
Oh, that's a radical number.
Indeed it is. The Doors appeared at Madison Square Garden in New York, and they were paid $50,000 for the gig. That is not a radical number.
Oh. I mean,
but in 1969, that made them one of the highest paid acts of the year.
That makes sense.
It does, but it's just crazy how you think about like some of the bigger hip hop concerts and stuff that happen now and how many millions are being made. It's just, it's insane how, like, how much, I guess, inflation, I don't know what you want to call it, but.
Well, yeah, I mean, inflation is definitely the factor there. I mean,
like 50,000, like, I mean, could you imagine, like, calling up Kanye West, be like, yo, dude, would you headline this event? I'll pay you $50,000. Kanye be like, I don't roll out of bed for $50,000.
Kim's left butt cheeks insured for fucking $250,000, so no. Like, what is this? That fell out of my pocket. Yeah. And I, you know, anyway, I don't know. He's actually was struggling for a while. Remember, he had to GoFundMe and people were giving him money? Oh my gosh.
Oh my God. Well, he's supposed to headline Coachella, I think, right?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if that's happening or not, but. Maybe.
But
anyway, like, imagine what he's making for Coachella, you know? More than $50,000.
Yeah.
Guarantee you that.
Yeah. He's probably six figures, right, at least. You know, this one isn't great, but I just love this name, and I don't know why I haven't heard this band before. The Buzzcocks appeared at Roxy in London, England, supported by Chelsea. Is that a girl named Chelsea, or, like, the team, the Chelsea football club?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, what's the rest of it say? It doesn't really say anything about
it. Is Buzzcocks like a Brazilian for a guy? Brazilian wax? yeah, can I get the Buzzcocks special? Just be very careful, please. anyway.
Hey, you guys Buzzcocks?
Yes, sir. And what kind of haircut? I actually am looking for a buzz cut.
Oh, God. Like, sir, that is going to be $50,000. All right.
Oh, here we go. Nirvana, on January 24th, 1992, played their first... Not first ever show. It's the first ever show in Australia. But...
Okay. Scratch that. Yeah. Boring.
But the bill was more fun names. Also on the bill had the band named Tumbleweed and the Meanies. I want to listen to the Meanies. I'm assuming it's grunge.
Offspring, Pretty Fly for a White Guy went number one on the UK singles chart.
Oh,
see, it's always like some like bullshit. Like, well, it's like not as interesting as it should be.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, on the UK chart.
On the UK. Yeah. Well, and yeah. But I mean, that was one of their. That was like probably their biggest hit, right? I mean, if you had to say, I mean, it doesn't get played today.
Off, that was off their fifth album, so.
I still feel like that was the one that really got them like mainstream to where, you know, everybody knew who they were. I guess, is that fair?
Was it? I feel like what is it? The Kids Are Not All Right.
Yeah, yeah.
That one's pretty. That's more of a serious tone,
right?
You know, for them, I guess it wasn't like, I don't know. The Offspring were dope. I think the Offspring are like, you love them or you hate them.
Okay, and that's what I was going to say. I remember us actually talking about them. There's a couple bands that we'll disagree on. We normally like the same kind of music, but for some reason, man, if there's a band...
You don't like the Offspring.
I change the channel, yeah. Normally, if the Offspring come on, I change it, man. I'm just not in the mood to hear a whiny voice like that sometimes. I'm just like, man, I don't know. Yeah. They're not
That's
bad.
That's how I feel about butt rock, dude. Like, butt rock, like Metallica and...
Butt rock?
You know, that's what they call it, man. Creed, like, that's butt rock.
Butt rock? I don't mind. Is that... How have I never heard that?
Are you serious? That's a real thing. Yeah, it's called butt rock.
That's really close to Buzzcock.
Maybe Buzzcock is butt rock.
Dude, yeah. The Buzzcocks created the genre butt rock. All right.
But that'll make me change the channel real quick if it's like that. Creed I can deal with just because, I mean, Creed was a different animal, but Metallica, like,
all right, I got one,
that kind of shit.
I got one that really not a lot of people are going to agree with me, but maybe it's the kind of high-pitched, whiny, scratchy voice thing that I don't like, but AC/DC, man, I'm really not an AC/DC fan.
Oh, man, so you got to get past that. Because the songs are great.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, like the lyrics are good, like the theme is good of the song. Like, I don't know, they just write really good songs. But yeah, I feel you. It is a little annoying.
It's I guess I've always kind of wanted to be able to relate to almost any music I listen to, and for some reason I just like I can like bob my head to them and they're catchy and stuff, but it's like I just for some reason just doesn't light my bulb. Is that an expression? let's see. Is there anything else for facts, or should we go to the birthdays here? I see a lot of the same kind of names with, you know.
Well, I don't know. This is kind of dark, but Amy Winehouse went to rehab today.
See, that's what I was going to say. I feel like we've done one
of these. In 2008.
Yeah.
Really? Maybe.
I mean, we talked about when she died.
We're getting to the point now where I'm starting to forget what we've talked about and
what
we've done.
True.
I have a terrible memory anyway.
The transcripts, man, like they probably have so many people that we don't even realize we mentioned on this show. Well, here, lastly, before we go to birthdays, I see on January 24th, 1995, American songwriter and record producer David Cole. I work with Davis Cole. He died from spinal meningitis at the age of 32. But
got really dark.
I know,
really
I'm sorry.
Morbid.
But the reason I brought it up is because he was also associated. He produced various hits for artists including Mariah Carey, Whitney Houston, and Aretha Franklin. So, like, really good singing women. And we brought up, you know, Miss Aretha Franklin.
See, we can tie it back because that's one thing that, like, pop music and, like, you know, that kind of genre is different, I guess, because I don't mind it so much. But, like, it just takes a special female lead vocal for me.
Yeah.
You know, like, especially when they're, like, more rock-based, like, I don't know. But, like, I listen to, like, No Doubt, and I'm like, okay, I can deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think
we
like
Alanis Morissette.
I do, yeah, okay, so maybe I'm not. Just cut this out.
Okay, I mean, yeah, we'll cut the last 20, 30 seconds out.
Yeah.
I'll trim it. Yeah. I'll give it a nice buzzcock.
It's, yeah.
God, I can't even use that, really. All right, whatever.
Anyway, birthdays. Neil Diamond was born today.
Oh, nice. What
That's
year?
A pretty big name. You want to guess?
Guess the year? let's see, Neil Diamond. Fuck. Diamonds take forever. I would say 39.
Close.
Really?
41.
Oh, gosh. I was close.
1941. Yep.
Nice.
Yeah. Here's another one. John Belushi.
Oh, hey. There you go.
Yep. 1949.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there, let's see. That's a just a great name. Keach Rainwater. Drummer with the American country group Lone Star. Was born today.
Oh, Lone Star.
January 24th.
Baby, I'm amazed by you.
Baby, I'm amazed. Keach Rainwater. That's funny.
Keach Rainwater. Hmm. That is a name.
Yeah. And then I guess, you know, another drummer here, and another great name is Christopher River Hess. And he's the drummer with Hoobastank.
Dude, yeah. I remember when Hoobastank came. It was like, we were like 7th or 8th grade. Like, Hoobastank came to Greenville. And like, everybody and their mama went to that show.
Yeah.
Bought t-shirts and came back to school with their t-shirts on. Like,
mm-hmm.
Yep, I remember that.
Were you a big Hoobastank fan?
I mean, I liked them, yeah. But I didn't go to that concert.
Didn't they? They toured with Incubus, I believe, back then, maybe.
I could see that.
Because, like, they do, you know, they complement each other pretty well there, I guess. So
yeah, Incubus back then was, like, more real, like, rock.
Right,
know?
Right. Like,
before they got to their more creative
flow. What was the name of that album? After Make Yourself. What was the name of that next one? It was the first Incubus
Morning
album.
That was a Morning View, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, that was the first one I actually owned.
Dude, Morning View is probably their best album, in my opinion. Then I'd say Make Yourself second. It's probably my two favorite albums.
If you let them fuck you, there will be no foreplay.
Great lyric.
Mm-hmm. And then the rest. Rest assured, he'll screw you complete till your ass is blue and gray.
This is blue and gray.
Goodness,
yeah.
Some girls would love that line. All right, yeah. Shit, I guess that'll wrap up this day, man, unless you saw anything else in there.
Nah, I think that's the highlights.
All right, good deal, yeah. One last little plug. Go ahead and vote for us, if you wouldn't mind, at theupstatemusicawards.com, and we're under the 864 category.
Sick. Wow.
But yeah, dude. Anything else, man?
No. Unless we record earlier in the week, I will not be here next episode.
Okay.
Because I will be at the business convention, rubbing elbows with very fancy people.
Yes.
So, I guess I'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, man. And let us know what billionaire we get to be on the show and help support us.
I'll keep you updated. Maybe I'll do an Instagram post.
There you go. Yeah, man. All right. I mean, I'll settle for 100,000-aire. You know,
100,000-aire?
Yeah.
What is it? A dollar minionaire?
A dollar minionaire?
That's what I am.
Is that one of the McDonald's commercials?
Yeah, that's what they have. I'm broke as shit.
Dude, all right, last thing, I guess. The funniest sign. All right, and I feel bad for homeless individuals, of course, but there was a guy out there, and it said, in the drive-thru, it said, McHungry. I was like, fuck yeah, bro.
Give that man a
Big
Mac, dude.
Dude, he probably ate good as shit that whole week.
McHungry.
Yeah.
That's great. That's great, bro.
All right, man. Well, I guess until next time.
Peace out.